You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And the Celtics go to 15-10. The five-game win streak is over. It was all Bucks in the second half. We're back to wrap it up in a minute.
The Jets have it. And the horn sounds. The Bruins win. Hampus Lindholm, your game winner. That came in the second period, and the Bruins pulled away in the third. They have now won four consecutive games.
WEEI Afternoons. I'll let everybody know that the mocking that I got on air continued off air during the break for the interview with Josh McDaniels. If you missed it and you want to mock me as well and you want the details of the mocking, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, and listen to the offensive coordinator of your New England Patriots talk about the bye week and podcasting, red zone offense, Drake May. But right now you heard it there. Celtics lose, Bruins win. So Fitzy, you're a little under the weather. So I'm going to do a little dealer's choice here.
Yeah.
You want the half full glass or the half empty glass first as we break down the two other winter teams here?
I would like the half full glass first because I'd like more positive right now, please.
So the Boston Bruins handled their business. They continue to win. They're getting healthy. We talked to Razor yesterday and he was like, McAvoy's back and Pasta's back, but let's wait a week, see, you know, before we start to say the team is back, they're healthy. Well, Pasta said, week? Why do I need a week? Why don't I just go out and score a couple goals and assist on a couple goals and put up some points and we win easy? And that was the story last night of your Boston Bruins.
Yeah. By the way, 7 shots on goal, 2 goals, 4 points overall for him on the night. It's almost like the Bruins had a reverse Celtics, because when you look at the box score for the 116-101 defeat at the hands of the Bucks, like everybody, all your prominent players were deep in the negative on the plus minus. Whereas when you go down the box score for the Bruins, it's like, oh, look at that. Oh, that guy scored. Oh, he scored. Morgan Geeky with 3 assists.
Yeah.
Pasta with 4 points. Damn. Andy, we've already walked back all of the sort of like, well, this season's over before it began takes and negativity towards the Bruins. They are quickly becoming one of the brighter spots in recent memory as far as teams that we kicked to the curb and had no interest in, it seems, and now are like fascinated by. Like, they're 32 games into the season. I still can't believe they have no overtime losses. 19 wins. Dan Ball, correct me if I'm wrong, but did we think they might be a 19-win team by like March or April when the season first began?
Yeah, I certainly thought we'd be in Q1 2026 by the time that we were talking about their 19th win. And it's coming in an improbable way. I did not see this team being capable of outscoring a team 6-3. So they have the ability to score. They still play that kind of FU style that we were promised at the beginning of the season by Neely and Sweeney. And I think, like Razor said, if you add one more right-handed defenseman to that mix to shore up your top four, You're a darn good team in, I will couch, a relatively easy Atlantic division this
year.
Okay,
but we poo-poo the Patriots' weak schedule talk. You can only play the teams you play. You can only beat the teams you need to beat in
the
postseason. Mm-hmm. And the thing you just said last, though, is the thing I find most interesting. So we knew they were going to try to be, and we've talked about this, Zadorov, the big bad Bruins. Well, they're the big bad Bruins who can also score. And I know a big part of that is Geeky and his evolution as a scorer, who last night said, well, I don't just put it in the back of the net. I can also assist on goals. And as he continues to evolve his game, they were outshot, I believe, in the game, but still doubled up the opponent's goals, which is a nice game from Corpy and everything that went into it. But
I'll take the efficiency any night. Are you kidding?
Oh, absolutely. I'd much rather have a great efficient night than be like, yeah, we outshot them 45-20, but only scored two goals because their guy had 43 saves. No, I'd much prefer this performance.
And then looking over at the Celtics, it's like the Bruins were incredibly efficient. They get outshot in the night, but their shots counted more, and they kick Winnipeg, kind of really, they doubled up on them in the score, so they kind of kick Winnipeg's ass. Whereas the Celtics, like, did they take 507 threes, or was it just 49? I'm not sure. I was in a little bit of a fever dream last night.
So the good news is you in a fever dream, Dan Ball in an eggnog-induced whatever it was, me just watching from home with a couple Miller Lights, we all hit the same number of threes as Sam Hauser. The difference is he attempted nine, we attempted zero. He tried nine times and never hit once. And it's not just him. White wasn't good. Pritchard wasn't good. That three-point shooting continues. They shot 49, I believe it was, Fitzy, and then balanced out the nines with a 29% success rate, which is not good. Although, if I wanted to, I could do the math and say, if you took Hauser off the team, I bet you that rate really goes up nicely. I don't know what happened in that game, honestly. I was in and out of that game. It looked like early on they were going to do what they needed to do. Like, they're supposed to be the better team. Tatum is out. The Greek Freak is out, but the Celtics have been better without their star, with Jaylen Brown. And then all of a sudden, they blew it in the second half. They blew a third quarter leg, and it just spiraled out of control, and you got a bad loss. Yes, Dan Ball.
Remember how the Red Sox season, we'd come in and say, oh, it's the first time they've done this since 1950, the first time ever, and we're doing the same thing for Drake May. It's just the second time they've been held to under 35 points and a half since the 2020 season. So it was historically bad shooting, and three-point shooting is a momentous kind of thing. You know, when you base a lot of your offense on hitting the three and you don't hit the three, it's kind of like power hitting in baseball. It comes, it goes, it averages out over a season as being fine, but when it's bad, it is ugly to watch.
Can I also just sort of say, like, just 10,000-foot view here, when you get the gift of playing the Bucks without Giannis, you don't lose by 15.
Yeah, no, that's not great.
Back to the whole, like, wow, Patriots schedule is soft, and like, you can only play the team that you're going to play. Yeah, okay, fine. You don't have Giannis, and you get smoked, and the Bucks outscore you by 8 or 10 in the final period. Like, they have closing speed without one of the five best players in the NBA, and you guys spit up all over your 3-point feet. Shame on you. That was a gross effort.
I think this is only their second win without Giannis, so they generally don't win without Giannis.
They're not very good without him.
No, they're not a very good basketball. They're not a great team with him, and they're not very good without him. And we were just starting to, I believe it was 5 in a row. We were just starting to get, I won't say cocky, but like, oh, okay, they've reached the point where they're going to be a top half of the Eastern Conference seed, and they're settling in, and we're figuring out who they are, and all the talk of Joe Mazzulla, and the 3 points had slowly come down. It was like most attempts, second most, third most, and then you get one of these effing games where they go out there and they shoot it 49 times, including you, Hauser. I can't get back to that.
How do you go 0 for 9 when you're literally paid to basically do a job?
That is his job. Like, there's other aspects, I know, but the bulk of his job is to hit three-pointers, and you went 0-for-9?
Yeah.
What?
His job is to be an offensive outlet, hit threes, and look like a really tall Ed Sheeran impersonator. And he only did one of those three things well last night.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And the good news is, though, the Celtics gag job was not the worst gag job of the night. That would belong to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, who lost to the Falcons.
That?
No
you
idea.
To talk about other things that I was watching during a fever dream, and I just I couldn't believe, like, this. You got this game in hand. There's no way. What? Atlanta's got the ball? No, there's no way Tampa's going to blow this game. That's got to be legitimately one of the worst losses in the NFL.
Oh, it is.
This decade.
Oh, it is. I forgot the exact SID note on it, but it was something about 14-point lead. The other team had 14 penalties, and somehow you still lost the game kind of thing. And they are... So we thought the Colts were the most broken team, right? They're just kind of broken. They're, you know, bringing Phillip Rivers in. It might actually, we thought the Vikings were the most broken team.
Broken team.
Then we thought the Colts were the most broken team. It may now be the Bucs, because I don't know if anybody saw Todd Bowles' post-game press conference where he was like, I don't know what to do. Coaches have done all they can do. These guys got to decide what they, like, the coach has basically gone, I'm done here, washing my hands of this mess. This is on you guys. You get a lot of money and you're big. Go play.
I don't know if you're doing his post-game speech justice. What you had to do was mix in an F-bomb every five words.
It's unreal.
Have the Buccaneers finished paying the FCC fine that will likely accompany that post-game? Because in 29 seconds, he dropped 3 S-bombs and 7 F-bombs. Like, that's, like, first of all, I'm a bigger fan of Todd Bowles today than I was any day prior. And I think it's great that he just spoke the truth. I didn't think he had that kind of fire and emotion in him.
Absolutely.
If only his team played with that. Like, they looked like they were just, like, in cement the entire second half, expecting the win to come to him. Also, Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans has miraculously come back from an injury we all thought could have been season-ending or career-ending. When you're throwing him a quick out, try not to throw it 17 feet over his head so that the cornerback named Kobe Bryant, no less, hits him. What do you call that hit any when someone goes up and you hit him in the ass and, like, basically makes them do a 360? I forget what the...
Scorpion?
Yeah, I forget what it was that Herbie called it last night. But, like, I thought Mike Evans was done all over again. Like... Just they're shooting themselves in the foot time and again, and that was a horrific loss. And of course, everyone out there, hope you enjoyed when the Falcons had third down and 28 and their win probability was zero, and everyone's like, oh boy, the Falcons are used to crap in the bed on 328. No, this time they came back.
And your victory over the Bucs and Baker Mayfield, the MVP. Remember when Baker Mayfield was an MVP candidate? He's no longer an MVP candidate. In fact, people are saying the Bucs need to have hard conversations about their quarterback. They might have to have a hard conversation about their coach. Oh, boy. It was quite a night, and we all enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it. It was entertaining, and we had some eggnogs to make ourselves get through it.
And may I also just add real quick, congratulations to everybody who's in the fantasy playoffs and got bold, frisky, and dangerous last night and started Kyle Pitts, who had, you ready for this? In one game, Andy, he had 7% of all of his total fantasy points in his career. The guy that's been the ultimate bust. He literally had his 150 yards and 3 touchdowns, one of the only tight ends to do that since 1950. It took him 4 years to freaking do
it. I told you the breakout was coming. I knew the breakout was. That was a good pick by the Falcons. 617-779-7937. We're moving on to the Patriots. Big game, Bills and Patriots, Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Drake May, Josh Allen. We'll be talking about that for the bulk of the rest of the show. Remember, 3:30, we'll talk to Mike Giardi. 4:30, the final QB under the tree. But up next, it's time for our three-point stances. And you didn't think you'd get through a show without me bitching about the Red Sox. There's a new description of how they feel about the free agent market, and it's driving me nuts. We'll talk about that next here on 3-Point Stance on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.